Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by Sean O'Hara, former Giants center, to break down three of the plays that changed the game for the Giants against the Broncos. And Sean, let's start in quarter number two. 9 minutes remaining. The Giants have it on the Bronco 45-yard line. It is second and 12. And the Giants have an opportunity for a big play.
Yeah, John, this is a great opportunity right here. Kevin Gilbride draws up. He's got four wide receivers here, actually three, and Brandon Myers, a tight end. So what you see here is man across the board here. They've got the Denver Broncos in their sub-defense, which is 4-2-5, four down linemen, two linebackers, five DBs. So this is a great opportunity here for the Giants. And here's what you see, first of all. Great move right here by Brandon Myers, trying to create separation by the linebacker. But look at the good protection here. That's paramount as well. And as we see here, great job by Brandon Myers until right there, missed opportunity. He makes a great catch and a great run, but then he gets tripped up. So the Giants could have scored right there. Here we'll see it from the end zone, all right? Great job right here, pass protection. Justin Pugh shuts off the inside pass rush. And you see David Wilson here helping out, keeps his eyes on his linebacker. And then here, this is why Eli Manning gets paid the big bucks. This is a great throw. You see pretty good coverage right there and a great catch by Brandon Myers. He just needs to keep his feet. I know he's kicking himself right now, knowing that he stumbled on that play. It could have been a touchdown, could have been a big play for the Giants.
And Sean, that was a missed opportunity. And then on the very next play, the Giants have another chance to get into the end zone, but they mess it up again.
Yeah, John, Giants leaving points on the board again. And ultimately, this play comes down to ball security. So let's tee up the play here. Here we see, again, the Giants are in the red zone. They've got the Broncos in this 4-2-5 package again. And as we let the play develop here, the first thing I'll point out is the illegal contact right here on Brandon Myers. As you can see, bam, right there. Can't do that. 5 yards down the field. That penalty ends up saving the Giants because what looks like a great play by Reuben Randall right here, right as he gets to the goal line, he fumbles the football. We'll show here from the end zone. We get an even better look at the lack of the ball security. First off, I'll point out here, good job by the Giants O-line again, and great job by David Wilson here. You can see he's got his eyes on his linebacker. That's his man. Now, David Boss is helping out in protection here, but David Wilson stepping up, understanding his responsibility. Great job by him. And here you can see Reuben Randall. That ball should not be swinging out like that. Tom Coughlin preaches high and tight. That ball needs to be secured up against the body, and this is a touchdown right here.
And Sean, it's small mistakes turning into big trouble for the Giants, and it happens again in the fourth quarter. 10 minutes to play. The Giants have to punt. They're trailing 31-16 in this situation, and Steve Weatherford punts it right to Trindon Holiday, and it turns out to be a big mistake.
Yeah, John, this play reminded me a lot of the Philadelphia Eagles game from a few years ago where DeSean Jackson took a Matt Dodge punt off the ground, let it bounce, and then took it back to the house. So all three phases of the game here at fault for this loss. But let's take a look at this punt play. The first thing that I'll point out is, John, the ball is on the left hash. So now I don't know if this is by design or by default, the fact that this ball ends up to the right. But typically when you're on the left hash, you want to pin the other team down along the sidelines. It shortens the field, shrinks the field for your coverage unit. So as we watch this play here, you can see the ball comes out low and right, you know, not a lot of hang time. And now look at all this space right here that Trindon Holiday has to work with. Now we see right here, I'm going to point out this block right over here on Ryan Mundy. In effect, it blocks two because it takes out Mark Herzlick as well. So they're both on the ground. And then now here's one thing that I know drives Tom Quinn nuts. When you're talking about punt coverage, the coach always preaches stay in your lanes and avoid running behind the same color defender. So you don't want to follow your own color. And what we see right here is three guys clumped together right here. We got Kiwanuka, Mundy, and Herzlick. They're all crammed together here, giving Trindon Holiday too much space. And when you get a guy like that in space, he's very dangerous. You see Zach Diassi with a valiant effort there. But this is one of the things that you cannot afford to do if you're a punt team. You've got to make tackles. You've got to stay in your lanes, create lane integrity. That really put the nail in the coffin for the New York Giants.
So, Sean, the Giants start 0-2, a lot of small mistakes leading to big errors. But these are all correctable things. These are easy things to fix, aren't they?
Yeah, Giants fans, don't panic. You know, you don't need to have a bonfire with all your Giants apparel. Listen, these are all fixable. And I think we still have a good football team here in the New York Giants. It's just the little things. And when a lot of people make little mistakes, they add up to a big problem.
Sean, appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Sean.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.